Today's scripture reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 4 to 6 and 9 to 13, followed by 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 14 to 22. The worship leader will read this first in English, then it will be read in Chinese.
今日选读经文是《哥林多前书》第8章4节6节、9节13节，同埋第10章14节22节，我哋会一齐用英文读，用中文读出。
So, what about eating meat that has been offered to idols? Well, we all know that an idol is not really a god and that there is only one god. There may be so-called gods both in heaven and on earth, and some people actually worship many gods and many lords. But for us, there is one God, the Father, by whom all things were created and for whom we live. And there is one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all things were created and through whom we live. But you must be careful so that your freedom does not cause others with a weaker conscience to stumble. For if others see you with your superior knowledge eating in the temple of an idol, won't they be encouraged to violate their conscience by eating food that has been offered to an idol? So because of your superior knowledge, a weaker believer for whom Christ died will be destroyed. And when you sin against other believers by encouraging them to do something they believe is wrong, you are sinning against Christ. So if what I eat causes another believer to sin, I will never eat meat again for as long as I live, for I don't want to cause another believer to stumble. So, my dear friends, flee from the worship of idols. You are reasonable people. Decide for yourselves if what I am saying is true. When we bless the cup at the Lord's table, aren't we sharing in the blood of Christ? And when we break the bread, aren't we sharing in the body of Christ? And though we are many, we all eat from one loaf of bread, showing that we are one body. Think about the people of Israel. Weren't they united by eating the sacrifices at the altar? What am I trying to say? Am I saying that food offered to idols has some significance or that idols are real gods? No, not at all. I am saying that these sacrifices are offered to demons, not to gods. And I don't want you to participate with demons. You cannot drink from the cup of the Lord and from the cup of demons too. You cannot eat at the Lord's table and at the table of demons too. What? Do we dare to rouse the Lord's jealousy? Do you think we are stronger than he is?
论到吃，就是偶像之物，我们知道偶像在世上算不得什么，也知道神只有一位，再没有别的神。虽有称为神的，或在天，或在地，就如那许多的神，许多的主。然而我们只有一位神，就是父，万物都本于他，我们也归于他，并有一位主，就是耶稣基督。万物都是藉着他有的，我们也是藉着他有的。只是你们要谨慎，恐怕你们这次又竟成了。 那软弱人的半脚上，若有人见你这有知识的，在偶像的庙宇里坐席，做人的良心，若是软弱，并不放胆去吃那祭偶像之物么？因此，基督为他死的那软弱弟兄，也就因你的知识沉沦了。你们这样得罪弟兄们，伤了他们软弱的良心，就是得罪基督。 所以食物若叫我弟兄跌倒，我就永远不吃肉，免得叫弟兄跌倒了。我所亲爱的弟兄啊，你们要逃避拜偶像的事，我好像对明白人说的，你们要省察我的话。我们所祝福的杯，并不是同领基督的血么？我们所劈的饼， 并不是同领基督的身体么？ 我们虽多乃是一个饼一个身体因为我们都是分受这一个饼。你们看属肉体的以色列人那吃祭物的岂不是在祭坛上有份吗我是怎样说呢岂是说祭偶像之物算得什么呢或说偶像算得什么呢我仍是说外邦人所献的祭是祭鬼不是祭神我不愿意你们与鬼相交你们不能喝主的杯又喝鬼的杯不能吃主的筵席又吃鬼的筵席我们所惹主的愤恨的么我们比他还有能力么
May God bless the hearers and readers of his words.
人祝福读经和听他话语的人。
Today's message is titled Communion with Christ by Pastor.
今日陈牧师话嘅正道题目系与基督相交。
Good morning.
大家早晨。
We're going to embark on something a little bit different this morning. I'm going to give you a little bit more theology than I normally do.
今日我哋所讲嘅题目系比平时嘅系多啲嘅神学嘅观念。
And we're starting our church theme for this year, and that's growing in Christ or knowing God more and more.
我哋开始会讲到我哋教会嘅开始嘅今年嘅主题系更加嘅认识主。
In May, we'll be looking at 2 Peter.Chapter 1, and in particular, verses 3 to 11.
而5月的时候呢我们会继续去看彼得后书。
And there, amongst other truths, Peter is exhorting us to grow in our knowledge of God so that we grow in faith and in God's grace.
所以我们要继续的好像彼得去教导我们我们继续的在主入面的信心里面继续的成长。
And so the scriptures make clear that the sacraments, there are only two that God has instituted for us, the church, but the sacraments play a very, very important part in our knowledge of God and our growth.
咁喺圣经入边教导我哋有两个嘅主要嘅礼仪吓，咁就系系对我哋作为基督徒嘅成长系非常重要。
And that's one of the sad things of the pandemic because we haven't been able to meet in person and therefore as we celebrate the Lord's Supper which we will do today it's only in a virtual way
好可惜因为我们现在正在疫情的当中我们不能够大家一起面对面我们一起的领这个的礼仪这个陪位这个圣餐
and all our senses need to beIn a sense, touched by God to grow us in the faith.
但我哋好多嘅感受，我哋咧好希望可以透过礼仪当中都能够去感受到。
That's why it's so sad that we can't do baptism. We haven't. We've been putting that on hold in our church for over a year.
所以嘅系好伤痛嘅，去睇到就系话我哋因为喺疫情嘅当中，我哋唔能够去亲身嘅我哋一齐去有呢个帮助新嘅朋友去受洗。
And so I hope you have the patience to learn today about knowing more and more about the Lord。
我希望大家能够有一个耐心嘅，我哋一齐去继续去更加去认识主耶稣基督。
Now let me.Kind of state the obvious. We live in the physical realm.
我想大家知好清楚知道嘅就系话，我哋系活着一个实际嘅一个世界。
But if you're familiar with the Bible at all, you know the Bible tells us there's not only a physical realm. There's a spiritual realm.
但我哋好清楚知道嘅，从呢个圣经当中。我们活着一个不单止一个活着一个实际的一个世界但是都活着一个属灵的世界。
Right now, at this moment, Jesus, the risen Christ, he's in heaven, seating at the right hand of God the Father.
就是现在耶稣基督是坐在天父的右边在天堂上。
We know from Acts chapter 1 that the risen Christ, after he appeared to many, he eventually ascended into heaven.
在《使徒行传》的第一章，佢讲就话，当耶稣基督去死之后复活，佢升上天，坐在天父嘅右边。
So he's physically, the resurrected Christ, he's physically not here on earth, he's physically in heaven.
耶稣基督，他实际上现在肉体上他不在地上，而在天堂上。
But at Holy Communion, this is Communion Sunday, where we will be celebrating Communion.
但今天早上我们一起会领这个圣餐。
During Communion, Christ communes with us in a special way.
就在圣餐当中，主耶稣基督是跟我们一起。
He ministers to you, to me, to Christians at the table of the Lord.
就在圣餐当中，在圣桌那里去教导我们。
We partake of the elements, the bread and the wine, as a means of grace. He ministers to us through them.
就是主耶稣基督去给到我们，去教导我们，叫我们一起领这个饼，和这个杯，去感受到他给我们的恩典。
It's not a matter of semantics. It's not just a, you know, thing to do because the Lord says to do it. This is a special time, the Holy Communion.
不是说只是神叫我们，我们去领这个饼，这个杯，而是一个很特别的时间，我们一起去感受主耶稣基督的同在。
The Holy Spirit connects us, that is, us in the physical realm, with the spiritual realm during communion.
就是在特别的这个圣餐当中，圣灵是将我们和神，在我们这个实质上和这个属灵上是拉在一起。And
in a mysterious and miraculous way, Christ is present to feed us spiritually.
就好像透过这个很奇妙的方法，就说主耶稣基督就在透过这个圣餐当中去喂养我们。
Now, I got a question for you. If Christ is not physically present, right? He ascended. He's at the right hand of the Father in heaven. How? How is he present during communion? We're going to celebrate communion in 20 minutes, 40 minutes or so. He's present. How?
所以就说问神，大家就是说， 今天早上我们讲到说耶稣基督他的肉体上不是现在在这里，但是就说为什么我们应该，我们一起领圣餐的时候，我怎样能够去感受到他和我们同在呢？
Well, one great historical theologian of the past, John Calvin, answers by saying Christ is present spiritually through the Holy Spirit.
神学家John Calvin跟我们讲，主耶稣基督是和我们属灵当中同在，就是透过这个圣灵。
I hope you see there's nothing absurd about saying that Christ remains in heaven and yet is received by us here.
我想大家去明白，就说这个不是说很不合理，就说耶稣基督他是在天堂里，但是我们一起能够感受到他。
For the way in which he imparts himself to us is by the secret power of the Holy Spirit.
就是透过圣灵，耶稣基督。 是跟我们能够感受到他，接受到他。
And this is important. It's a power, the Holy Spirit's power. It's a power which is able not only to bring together, but also to join together.
就说这个圣灵，他的能力不单止是能够帮我们和神一起带到一起，而将我们自己一起大家的都能够带到一起的当中。
And by that, I mean joining together things that are separated by a great distance.
就是圣灵将大家的，就算是很相远，很相距的时候，他都能够有个能力去将我们带到一起的当中。
You see the last bullet on the screen here? You can skip the other parts. I'm not going to go over that. Thanks to Ken. Ken did a great job. He's my critic. And so he said, hey, don't do this. It's too complicated. He's right. So don't pay attention to the first bullet. But the second bullet, pay attention to the second bullet.
但我哋一齐睇下究竟John Calvin 佢讲啲乜嘢。
The Spirit, the Holy Spirit connects the heavenly and earthly realms, which are ordinarily separated. They're separated spheres of existence, right? But during Holy Communion, it's connected.
就我哋人同神好似分开嘅时候，就系透过呢个嘅圣餐，呢个圣礼嘅当中，我哋人同神系能够将佢再拉埋一齐。
And so as you'll see on the next slide, slide 3, Christ is really present with us at the Lord's Supper.
但系就话喺个圣餐当中，主耶稣基督系与我哋同在。
And that's very, very important because he really does feed you spiritually. He feeds your heart, the core of your being, by his presence.
但系就话主耶稣基督就系透过呢个圣餐当中，佢嘅存在能够将我哋去喂养。
That's why it's the highlight of the worship service. It's the highlight of the month.
呢个实在系好着重，我哋要好要去明白嘅喺个预计当中。
It's because the scriptures say Christ feeds his people. He feeds his people with his own body.
就讲到话主耶稣基督佢点样去喂养佢嘅子民，佢点样去用佢嘅身体去喂养佢嘅子民。
Because he bestows upon you, the believer.Through the power of the Holy Spirit.
就是因为主耶稣基督给到这个圣灵的能力去给到我们。
His blessing and grace.
就是给我们有一个祝福。
Now, this might seem unbelievable.
但听到它好像很难去相信。
And so Calvin went on and said, and you'll see the quote there, Let us remember how far the secret power of the Holy Spirit towers above our senses. How foolish.It is to wish to measure his immeasurableness by our way of measure.
That John Calvin 就係講就話，其實聖靈嘅能力就係佢哋聖靈嘅能力就係幫助我哋，唔係只係單靠我哋能夠去感受到，我哋能夠去觸摸到嘅呢個嘅感受，而係我哋好愚拙嘅去嘗試用我哋自己嘅方法去能夠去量度。神这个无可量度的爱。
Going back even further than Calvin, Thomas Cranmer, before the Protestant Reformation, Thomas Cranmer, a leader in the church, said, also took this approach. He said, physically, Christ sits besides God the Father, but spiritually, he sits amongst us, his people.
而在 John Calvin 之前一个其他的神学家 Thomas 都讲过就话，耶稣基督而家系实质上嘅身体上嘅系喺同父神一齐喺天堂，但系属灵上系同我哋一齐坐席。
Let me stop there for a second. I want you to think about that.
我想大家能够谂下。
If in you know 20 minutes or so, you'll be experiencing the presence of Christ to minister to you.
就喺二十分钟之后，我哋咧一齐又要领一个圣餐，就系、是、一齐去领。
I want you to think about that. Then you should be ready for that.
我就好希望大家能够去思想一下吓，头先我刚才所讲嘅。
See, slide 4 says we must not. This is the next slide. We must not look at what happens to the bread or wine, or if you prefer a cracker or grape juice in isolation.
我哋就话我哋唔可以只将呢个饼、呢个杯或者呢个嘅葡萄汁分开唔去睇。
If we do, the choice becomes either believing Christ is present in the bread or believing he's absent.
如果系咁嘅时候咧，我哋就睇到就话我哋睇唔睇到就系耶稣基督嘅存在。
And here's the emphasis: but bread and wine are not to be seen in isolation.From the community of communion.
So, when we take the Lord's Supper, we cannot separate the bread and the cup of wine from each other.
That's why you don't just, set up a table and say, "Oh, we're going to have Holy Communion." It has to be amongst the community of believers.
所以我哋领呢个圣餐嘅时候，我设立呢个圣餐嘅时候，唔可以就系话哦，我哋一齐去 打开呢个圣餐，有呢个饼呢个杯，而系一齐嘅，我哋一班相信主嘅人一齐去领嘅呢个餐。
And believers in the Lord Jesus Christ are practicing community during worship.
就系圣餐，就系一班相信佢嘅人，我哋一齐嘅去感受主，我哋一齐嘅有呢个嘅团契嘅生命。
Now this idea is central to Paul's argument in 1 Corinthians 8 through 10.
这件事是很重要的，就是在今天我们所读的经文，在哥林多前书的第八至第十章里面看到。
Again, it's going to require your patience today, because, again, obviously we couldn't put on the screen in the entire chapters 8 through 10, right?
我们今早要很留心去看，因为是两三章的经文。
But I want you to make a promise to me. You're going to read 1 Corinthians 8 to 10 this afternoon on your own.
我希望大家能够这个晏昼，我们都能够一起去看这个哥林多前书的第八至第十章。
And I think you'll find this message helpful as you do that later.
同埋呢，你看完之后呢，我相信呢，这几章的章节能够帮助你。
Now, at first, this might seem, in 1 Corinthians 8 to 10, might seem little to do with Holy Communion.
入面嗰个讲道当中咧，就点去帮助你睇呢个圣餐。
But that's my job. I'm to unpack that now to show you that.
咁牧师嘅经文咧，今日咧就会去讲解。
And before I do that, let me just by way of sidebar, you know, you can use bread and wine. You don't have to use unleavened crackers, grape juice. I mean, grape juice is good, right? Because again, if you don't want to serve alcohol, it's okay. But, you know, this is not the Passover. This is the Lord's Supper. This is communion. So you can use bread, get leavened bread.
咁我哋呢今朝我哋领呢个圣餐嘅时候，因为圣餐唔系话一定要着重嘅，你要去特别咩嘅饼，咩边啲嘅酒。
Now, Paul opens this section with the words, in chapter 8, verse 1, now concerning food offered to idols.
开头呢，这个保罗就开始去讲，就话在第八章第一节讲，就话会讲到这个食物是有奉献过给啲偶像的。
I know some of you are familiar with this already, but so I'll be brief. Here's the issue. You know, meat in the market in Corinth had previously been offered to idols in pagan ceremonies.
咁你可能都去認識過㗎啦，就係話喺當時嘅哥林多教會嘅當中，佢哋所獻嘅肉，可能已經係去喺偶像嘅當中，係拜過嗰啲偶像嘅肉。
So it was offered to the gods on a Sunday, and then so you go to the butcher shop on Monday, because you know you maybe want to have dinner with some friends, and you're serving lamb, and so you go there to the butcher shop on Monday, and this meat offered to idols is offered to you, the customer.
咁可能咧就话星期日嘅时候，嗰啲肉已经系喺嗰啲偶像嘅祭拜当中系献过祭噶啦。但星期一咧，你就想去食饭嘅时候咧，你就想买啲肉。但嗰啲肉咧，其实星期日咧已经系拜过嗰啲神噶啦。
Of course, it's not like today. If you go to ShopRite, you know you got a ticket in your hand, you know, in the meat department, and then you wait your turn. But of course, you're waiting your turn there.And you're buying a shoulder of lamb, let's say.
譬如做个比喻就话，你去星期一，你想去食一个有肉嘅，你就去买呢个羊肉。
But you're a Christian, and you're standing there online, and you have a crisis of conscience.
咁就话你星期一啦，你去买肉啦，你买肉嘅时候咧，你嘅内心入边嘅良心咧，又觉得唔舒服啦。
Right, because you're a human being, you're a rational human being, you have a brain.
因为呢你作为基督徒的你自己有良心，你自己会有看到一些事。
And so, you start thinking, what if yesterday, this shoulder of lamb was offered to an idol?
你良心跟你自己讲，就说这些肉，我现在买的肉，星期一买的肉，可能是昨天是拜过那些偶像的神的。
Has the meat been transformed into something dangerous for me?
嗰啲拜嗰个肉会唔会拜完之后有咩改变系唔好咧？对我内心入边
，You know, as I cook up my clay pot, you know, cut up that shoulder of lamb, mix in whatever goodies I want, if will that corrupt me? Will it compromise my faith?
我作為基督徒嘅，但係去買一啲嘅肉，嗰啲肉係可能拜過嗰啲其他嘅偶像嘅神，煮完之後會唔會好奇妙嘅，會能夠影響到我嘅內心呢？
Will it imply that I participated in pagan worship？
會唔會話食完之後會講到話，咁其實我係咪都係拜嗰啲偶像嘅神呢？
Yeah, that's a very practical question, right? What do I do？
咁所以就會諗就話，咁究竟我點做好呢？
So the Corinthian church was divided.On this issue.
所以呢哥林多前哥林多教会当中呢就有一个纷争。
And some said it's okay.
有些人就说没问题的这些东
西。Others said it's not okay.
但有些哥林多教会的弟兄姊妹就觉得、哦、我们不可以这样做的、哦。
And so most likely, the Christians in Corinth wrote to Paul and asked him for his advice.
所以哥林多的教会呢就写封信给保罗就问他究竟我们应该怎样去做呢？
And you have Paul's advice,In 1 Corinthians 8, verses 4 to 6.
咁就保罗点样去回答佢哋咧？就喺个第四至第十节。
Okay, I'm reading from the English Standard Version. If you're going to follow along, if you're following English in the New Living Translation. Therefore, as to the eating of food offered to idols, we know that an idol has no real existence, and that there is no God but one. For although There may be so-called gods in heaven or on earth, as indeed there are many gods and many lords, yet for us there is one God, the Father, from whom are all things and for whom we exist, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all things and through whom we exist.
就话论到吃祭偶像之物，我们知道偶像在世上算不得什么。也知道神只有一位，再没有别的神，虽有称为神的，或在天，或在地，就如那许多的神，许多的主。然而我们只有一位神，就是父，万物都本于他，我们也归于他，并有一位主，就是耶稣基督，万物都是藉着他有的，我们也是藉着他有的。
Again, you got to stay with me because I'm going to link this later to communion. Right now, you might be saying, what does that have to do with communion?
咁、啊、我听嘅时候就话， okay. 究竟就头先所读嘅经文同今日我哋嘅领圣餐咩关系呢
？Paul says an idol is nothing because there is only one God。
入边当才保罗就讲就话呢啲偶像算不得是什么，因为其实只有一位神。
You start scratching your head. I don't know about that because again, you know, a lot of people worshiping a lot of other gods around my neighborhood.
但我哋可能会谂到啊，究竟系点样嘅咧？我喺个朋友当中，好多人咧都相信唔同嘅神嘅、哦。
And you know, I can name a few: Buddha, Krishna, Allah, and maybe I go back in history and say Jupiter, Mars, Zeus.
啊，咁、我哋咧可能咧喺我哋嘅社区里边当中咧，有好多人信唔同嘅神嘅、哦，可能有信佛嘅，信回教嘅，信好多唔同嘅宗教嘅神。
But Paul's appealing to your rationality.
但是保罗呢就同我哋解释就系话
，He's saying, but they're not real gods.
但系保罗就同我哋讲就话嗰啲，但系唔系一个真神。
And so the only real God, as Paul states, is God the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit.
而保罗嘅好清楚讲就话，只有一位神，嗰一位神就系天父、圣父子、父子耶稣基督同埋圣灵。
And so the implication is pretty clear, isn't it?
所以讲解就好清楚。
It's this: if the false gods are not real, then they can't change this lump of meat into something.
所以讲就话，若然依神唔系真嘅时候，嗰啲肉都唔会有咩改变。
And then meat offered in pagan ceremonies is unaffected.
所以话，若然嗰啲神唔系真嘅时候，佢哋唔会有咩作用，唔会点去影响到依所食嘅肉。
That means it doesn't change and it's something else. It's just meat.
所以嗰肉唔会有任何改变，肉只系肉。
So enjoy your lamb shoulder.
所以就话你可以去食嗰啲嘅羊肉啊。
So eating meat bought in the market is fine.
所以就话哥林多嘅教会嘅人就可以讲，即系保罗同我哋讲就话，所以你就可以去嗰啲市场去买嗰啲肉，食嗰啲肉系冇问题。
as Paul states in 1 Corinthians 8:8, food will not commend us to God. We are no worse off if we do not eat, and no better off if we do eat.
所以就說那些肉是可以吃，那些肉不會影響到我們，吃的不吃的不會去怎樣去令到我們更加差，吃的也不會令到更加好。
Now Paul is careful to qualify this.
保羅很清楚去講解了。
And again, many of you who are in Dave Louis' Sunday School class, you covered a little bit of this already in Sunday School. We must not pressure a brother or sister to act against his or her conscience.
但我都講到就係今天早上嘅，有聽嘅主日學都講就話，我哋要小心，我哋唔可以去逼我哋嘅弟兄姊妹點樣嘅去對抗我哋嘅良心。
You say, what's the big deal? Why not?
我就點解唔可以咧？
That would be unloving.
因為若然咁樣做嘅時候，我哋就冇對弟兄姊妹嘅愛。
Because as Paul states again in a portion that we didn't read First Corinthians 8:1-3, knowledge without love is not, repeat, not really knowledge.
點解咧？因為咧，我今朝冇讀過嘅就係喺個哥林多前書嘅一章1-3節，佢講到就話，因為知識入邊當中冇愛嘅，唔係真正嘅知識。
So you might know that it's okay to eat meat that's been offered to idols.
譬如話你係知道嘅，奉獻過俾偶像嘅肉係可以食嘅，冇問題噶。
But Paul's saying in verse 3 of chapter 8, real knowledge is to know God, or rather, to be known by God.
就話保羅講就話，依個真正嘅知識就係要係去認識神。
Let me put it another way, as you see on the screen before you on slide 5, real knowledge is relational.
就講到話真正嘅知識係好有合理嘅。
So if you are a person who's really in the know, then you will love your brothers and sisters.
所以話你原來真正係認識嘅，係有知識嘅，你係會愛你嘅弟兄姊妹。
And you will not parade your knowledge, nor will you encourage others to sin against their conscience.
所以就話，若然你係真係有愛嘅時候，你係知道食嗰啲肉係可以冇問題嘅，但係咧會令到弟兄姊妹覺得好唔舒服，有呢個內心入邊有良心嘅真正嘅時候，我哋唔可以令到弟兄姊妹有呢個嘅犯罪。
So as Paul goes on in chapter 8, verses 9 to 13, he says that eating meat is fine unless doing so causes another Christian to sin.
所以保罗就讲就话，食嗰啲肉系冇问题嘅，但系若然食嗰啲肉嘅时候，令到你有软弱嘅弟兄跌倒嘅时候，就唔好啦。He
says in verse 9, but take care that this right of yours does not somehow become a stumbling block to the weak.
他就讲就话，若然系话你未要谨慎，恐怕你这自由竟成你那软弱人的绊脚石。
We should not always insist on our rights, he says in 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
就在哥林多前书的第九章讲到说，我们不可以一味的去坚持我们的所认识的权。
Again, of course, we couldn't put chapter 9 on the screen also. We had to limit the verses we could put up there, but Paul uses his own attitude toward his rights as an apostle, as a case study in chapter 9.
就在第九章裡面，保羅就這樣去講解了。
And what did Paul do?
Paul
gave up his rights to make it easier for people to hear the gospel.
保羅就沒有去監人去怎樣去做，而去放棄自己的權，去令到其他人能夠去明白。
As you'll see on the next screen, slide 6, Chapter 9, verse 19. For though, says Paul, I am free from all, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might, what? Win more of them. Win them to Christ.
所以在哥林多前书第九章19节，保罗就这样说了，就说我虽是自由的，无人管辖，然而我今生做了众人的仆人，要得 多得人。
So despite these qualifications that we just looked at, the principle is very, very clear.
所以就是说个理由很清楚。
Eating meat offered to idols is fine because the meat does not change into something evil.
所以很清楚说就是说吃那些拜个偶像的肉是完全没问题的，因为那些肉不会令到嘢令到咩嘢嚟改变到更加嘅败坏。
Now here's the link to the communion. But then in chapter 10, Paul returns to the issue of food and drink.
唔系第十章入边，保罗翻去讲到食物同埋饮嘢。
Again, that's why I said you got to read 8 through 10.
所以我讲就话，我哋要一齐要睇第八、第九、第十章。
It looks like Paul's changing his tune.
保罗好似咧又讲到另一样嘢。
Because this time in chapter 10 he has a warning.
而喺第十章入边咧，保罗咧就俾到当时嘅人咧一个警告。
This again is in verses 1 to 5 of chapter 10. He says the people of Israel had a kind of baptism.
咁就话喺第十章入边嘅一至五节咧，讲到咧。当时以色列人呢，他们有一种的洗礼。
They were baptized when they passed through the waters of the Red Sea with Moses.
就是当时讲的话，你们这帮以色列人，你们过红海的时候，已经是被到这个受洗。
Again, he's referring to the Exodus, of course, right? Where the Israelites who were slaves were freed from Pharaoh, the tyrant, right, of Egypt. And Moses led them to the prompt.Leading the promised land, right? And the Red Sea, which was parted, covered the Egyptian army, and they died, the Egyptian army.
就讲到当时的以色列人，他们呢是被到当时的罗马人去受到管辖，他们呢就最后离开了，他们呢就逃走的时候，就去到这个红海，红海是分开。就话将佢哋拯救，因为将追佢哋嘅罗马嘅官兵，就跟住就俾个红海嘅水浸死，佢哋得到呢个自由。
But Paul's explaining in chapter 10 that the Israelites had also spiritual food and drink in the wilderness wanderings.
就讲就话，就算系当时嘅以色列人之后过咗红海之后，佢哋都有呢个嘅属灵上嘅食物同埋属灵上嘅呢个饮料。
Those of you who are familiar with the Old Testament and Exodus, right, you know that God gave them manna and water in the desert to preserve them.
就是过了红海之后呢，你看到圣经就讲到说神怎样在沙漠当中又给他们有水有玛拿。
Of course, that was physical food.
那些水和玛拿是一个很实质上的一个食物。
But as Paul spells out in chapter 10, verse 4 of Corinthians,It's also embodied God's kindness to them and came to them through Christ.
但是都在第十章的第四节讲就说那些是实质上的食物，但是都在属灵上的神怎样对他们的爱。
Paul's point is this, chapter 10, verses 6 and 11. God judged these people. They are an example and a warning to us.
而保罗都讲就话，当神点样去审判佢哋嘅子民，亦都系俾到有一个嘅例子，俾到佢哋有一个嘅警告。
And you have that warning on your screen right there, 1 Corinthians 10, the latter part of verse 7. It says this: Do not be idolaters, as some of them were, as it is written, the people sat down to eat.And drink and rose up to play.
就好似喺哥林多前书第十章第七节嗰度讲就话，佢话百姓坐下吃喝起来玩耍。
Do you see a huge problem here?
大家睇唔到呢个问题咧
？The problem is that they participated, the Israelites, in idolatrous worship.
个问题啊，当然就话当时嘅以色列人佢哋有拜偶像嘅敬拜。
And as Paul goes on in chapter 10, verses 11 to 13, we can fall, he says, into temptation in the same way.
就讲到在第十章的十一至十三节讲就话，若然有继续的这样有这个拜偶像的敬拜，他们很容易的会堕落到有这个危险。
And so Paul lovingly exhorts us in verse 14 of chapter 10. Therefore, my beloved, he says, flee. It's a command. Flee from idolatry.
所以保罗就好清楚同佢哋嘅当时嘅弟兄姊妹讲到话，你哋要去离开逃避呢个偶像。
You say, wait a minute, Paul. A moment ago, you said an idol's nothing.
但保罗，你哋先，我诶，当时你唔系刚才先讲话嗰啲偶像嘅嘢，冇乜嘢啫，唔紧要噶。That
there's only one real God, and eating meat does not make it worse off or better off. You just said that.
啊，你唔系啱啱先讲就话，哇，食嗰啲肉冇问题噶，因为只系一位神啊嘛。
Paul, you got to make up your mind. You're confusing me.
咁就话保罗，你讲啲乜嘢咧？头先又话嗰啲偶像冇乜嘢，而家又话要去快啲逃离偶像。
But look carefully at Paul's argument in verses 15 to 17.
但系咧，我哋好清楚睇到就系话保罗点样去讲解喺第十五至十七节。
Again, if you're reading in English, you have the New Living Translation. I'm reading from the English Standard Version. Paul says, I speak as to sensible people. Judge for yourselves what I say. The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation, that means communion, in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a participation or communion in the body of Christ? Because there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread.
所以在刚才讲到就说，经文讲到就说，我所亲爱的弟兄们啊，你们要逃避拜偶像的事。 我好像对明白人说的，就是要审查我的话。我们所祝福的杯，并不是同领基督的血的吗？我们所劈的饼，岂不是同领基督的身体吗？我们虽多，乃是一个饼，一个身体，因为我们都是分受一个饼。Paul's
a master teacher. He's drawing a parallel between pagan worship and Christian worship.
而保罗所讲嘅说话，其实就系将拜偶像嘅祭礼同埋一个基督徒嘅崇拜点样去分别。He
says the meat itself is not changed when offered to an idol.
讲就话嗰啲祭物去献过俾啲偶像嘅嗰啲肉系唔会有咩改变。And
it's the same with the bread and the wine in communion.
但同一样嘅，我哋所领呢个嘅饼同埋呢个杯喺我哋圣餐入边嘅当中都系一样。They
don't change their properties. It's bread and wine.
啊，呢个饼同埋呢个杯亦都系同一样嘅，唔会有话特别嘅对我哋有咩转变。They
did not become
饼又杯。
They did not become magic either for good or for ill.
啊，呢个饼唔系饮嘅葡萄汁，唔系话有咩特别嘅魔术能够有特别嘅好。You
see the parallel that Paul is painting for us.
睇唔睇到啊？保罗上就用呢啲嘅肉同埋讲我哋圣餐嘅杯同埋酒点样去平衡嘅去讲解。It's
just meat. It's just bread. It's just wine.
嗰啲嘅肉，嗰啲嘅呢个嘅饼同埋呢个杯，只系一个好普通嘅肉同埋普通嘅饼，好普通嘅杯。But
put this food in a context. Context of worship, of a meal, of a community of faith, and everything changes.
虽然嗰啲系好似好普通嘅饼，同埋好普通嘅杯，但系将呢啲嘅食物放咗喺一个崇拜当中入边嘅内容，一个内涵，系放喺一个嘅我哋内心入边嘅信心，放喺一个团契，我哋基督徒嘅团契当中，呢啲嘅食物，呢啲嘅饮料就有改变。
Context matters. In the context of a Christian community, coming together by faith to worship the Christ, eating bread and drinking wine become an act of communion, of participation with the living Christ.
同埋呢个杯嘅时候，入边所含当中嘅内容，呢个内入边当中嘅意义，能够将我哋将我哋带到一齐，去一齐嘅有信心去敬拜神。
You'll see this on slide 7. Communion is not just bread and wine.
所以就讲就话，我哋一齐领嘅圣餐唔系只系单单去讲呢个饼同埋呢个杯。
It is bread and wine with formal or informal liturgy.
啊，呢个饼同埋呢个酒，一个好似一个礼仪嘅仪式。
Liturgy means prayers, Bible reading, in the context of a community of faith.
就话喺个圣餐当中，我哋有一个嘅祈祷，有一个读经，我哋一齐有一个信心，一齐有一个嘅团契。
So when you and I think about Jesus' presence in communion, again, we're going to partake of that in a few minutes. We should not look at the bread and the wine or the cracker and the grape juice as objects in isolation.
So, 当我哋去领呢个饼同埋呢个嘅杯嘅时候，我哋领呢个圣餐嘅时候，我哋唔好将将呢啲嘅嘢分开嚟睇。
You need to see it in the context of the whole meal, the whole picture.
我哋唔系只系单单睇呢个外表上呢个饼呢个杯，而系睇到入边当中嘅所含嘅意义，所含嘅代表。
The bread is bread. It doesn't mystically change us as if it's some kind of medicine.
嗰啲嘅饼只系一个饼，唔系话一啲嘅药能够去帮助我哋。
But neither is the bread merely a memory aid that touches your brain.
亦都系呢个饼，就系话系去能够改变我哋。
It is part of a wider shared activity through which the Christ, the risen Christ, is present by his Spirit.
但这个饼的内涵的意义就是说，它是将我们去带领过，将我们去明白，这个就是主耶稣基督。
Again, that's why it's the highlight. It's the highlight of the service.
所以这个就是一个在里面，圣餐就是在里面的崇拜当中是很重要。
And in the same way, in the context of false worship and false faith, eating meat becomes demonic in activity.
所以一个错误嘅信心，一个错误嘅崇拜当中，如果食嗰啲肉，会令到有一个嘅犯罪嘅结果。
Paul goes on in verse 18. It says, "Consider the people of Israel." And he's talking not about Israel in general here, but the specific occasion of what he's referring to here.
他所讲到的就是说保罗当时所讲就是说当时以色列人他们有这样做。
Right, he already mentioned earlier in verses 7 to 10 that the Israelites participated in pagan worship. He's talking about those Israelites.
他就讲到说当时有以色列人他们有这个错误的崇拜去怎么去拜偶像。
And, again, if you don't mind, if you could go back to chapter 10 verses 18 to 20, you'll see it on the screen.Consider the people of Israel, again, referring to those who participated in pagan worship, are not those who eat the sacrifices participants in the altar. What do I imply then? That food offered to idols is anything, or that an idol is anything? No, I imply that what pagans sacrifice, they offer to demons and not to God.I do not want you to be participants with demons.
就讲就话，你们看属肉体的以色列人啊，你啊那吃祭物的，岂不是在祭坛上有份吗？我是怎样说的，岂是说祭偶像之物算得什么，或说偶像算得什么呢？我也是说，外邦人所献的祭是祭鬼，不是祭神。我不愿意与鬼相交。
An idol is nothing. Paul says in verse 19.
第十九节嘅嗰度就保罗讲就话啊，偶像不算得什么。
Food offered to an idol is nothing.
啊，嗰啲拜个偶像嘅食物亦都不都算是什么。
But he qualifies that in the context of pagan sacrifice, you.participate, commune with
但若然 但若然你係去領，但若然你係去參加呢啲嘅拜偶像嘅祭物，你一齊你咁你係去當中嘅意義嘅當中嘅時候，你就係犯罪。
Paul's focus, of course, is on idolatry here.
保罗所讲解嘅系当时系当时以色列人嘅佢哋拜偶像嘅问题。
But do you see what this teaches about Holy Communion?
但系睇到点样，其实系都系有教导呢个圣餐。
There's a sense in which, like the meat, the bread and wine are nothing.
系讲就话只系如果单睇呢个肉、呢个饼、呢个酒系冇问题嘅。
They don't change. They don't become magical.
啊！而家實際上只係睇呢個肉、睇呢個餅、睇呢個酒，佢哋唔會有咩改變，唔會有咩特別嘅果效。
The risen Christ is not made physically present in the bread and wine.
啊！呢個餅、呢個酒唔係話去變咗係耶穌基督。
But the Lord's Supper is more than just bread and wine.
但想大家就記得就話，主耶穌基督呢個嘅聖餐係多過我哋所睇到呢個嘅餅同埋呢個酒。
You see, I don't know if you like Italian food, but usually in Italian food, you might be served bread, you know, as like a pre-appetizer, bread and wine.
啊，既然你好中意食意大利餐嘅，嚇，意大利人咧好中意咧就喺前餐當中咧就食呢個餅飲嘅酒。
And you could have a nice.Candlelit dinner in a nice Italian restaurant. You know, the bread and wine you're having there or having it at home means nothing. But bread and wine, in the context of faith, in the context of a community that's worshiping, is different. It's a different story.
但若然呢个饼同埋呢个杯喺个嘅圣礼嘅当中，喺个嘅我哋嘅信息嘅当中嘅所含嘅意义就好重要。
That's why you have to come to the Lord's table reverently。
所以我哋就要去充满信心嘅嚟到呢个圣餐当中。
You have to take it seriously. It's an act of communion. That's why we call it communion. It's an act of communion with the living Christ.
所以我哋好要好认真嘅嚟到呢个圣餐前面，因为我哋一齐领呢个饼呢个杯嘅时候，我哋一齐同与基督一齐有呢个嘅联系关系。
And it happens mysteriously by the Holy Spirit。
系点能够发生？就因为有一个圣灵。
The Holy Spirit connects you to Christ。
就圣灵将我哋同人将基督去联合。
So through the Holy Spirit's work, the ascended Lord.Again, he's physically seated at the right hand of the Father in heaven, is not everywhere.
就透过圣灵的工作，耶稣基督，他不是说是周围，在哪里都是。
But he's everywhere accessible.
耶稣基督不是周围都是你被你找到，而是说耶稣基督是在无论我们在哪一个地方的时候，我们都能够去寻找到它。
Let me put that another way. The Holy Spirit collapses the gap between us and Christ.
意思就是说，圣灵能够将我们人和基督的关系的分开去拉近。
He mysteriously makes Christ present amongst us.
圣灵就说能够将耶稣基督是在我们内心里面当中去存在。
As you'll see on slide 8, God raised us up with Christ, says Ephesians 2:6, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
以弗所书第二章第六节讲到就话，耶稣基督与我们一同复活，一同坐在天上。
As you can see on the screen, it's not that the Spirit brings Christ down to us in some way, so that he's physically present on earth again.Instead, we are lifted up to be with Christ.
圣灵不是说将耶稣基督在天堂上去带到下来给我们，给我们能够去再一次的在肉体上能够去再一次见到，而反而的是将我们去上升与神一起相遇。
I have this on the next slide. Thomas Cranmer says that like eagles, we should fly up into heaven in our hearts, where that lamb Lamb of God is resident at the right hand of the Father.
Thomas Cranmer 佢讲就话我哋咧如鹰去上升，去飞到喺个心入边，飞到天上。我哋咧就系、是、就天上入边当中就系话呢个宰着嘅羊耶稣基督就系坐在耶稣天父嘅右边。
That's why if you're familiar with any liturgical worship services, you'll know that they draw from Cranmer. It's retained in the communion liturgy in the Book of Common Prayer. It's a call and response known as the Sursum Corda. You might have heard the worship leader and minister say, lift up your hearts. And the congregation says, we lift them up unto the Lord.
所以你有好多都有听过其他教会嘅一起都有呢个圣餐入面当中讲就话我哋要去祈祷，我哋要有祈祷当中我哋有回应，我哋要打开我哋嘅心，举起我哋嘅心，我哋举起嘅心去望着神。
And have this on the next slide, slide 10. In Luke 10:21, we read, in that same hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will.
而家路加福音嘅第十章二十一节就话，正当那时，耶稣被圣灵感动就欢乐，说：父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为我将这些事向聪明通达的人藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。
Notice that Jesus is full of joy。
睇到当中就话，耶稣基督系充满着喜乐。
He praises God the Father through。The Holy Spirit.
Yeah, 主耶稣基督就是透过圣灵怎样去赞美的天父。
Because as you've just read, Luke 10:21, the Holy Spirit unites the Father and Son in love.
就说圣灵就说透过爱将我们同神有这个联合。
The Holy Spirit is that glue, the connection between them.
就说这个圣灵就将这个耶稣基督和这个天父的关键。
And,This is the practicality. The Holy Spirit does the same with us.
就话圣灵就系将天父同埋依个嘅圣子嘅我喺我入边当中嘅联合，作同一样嘅就话圣灵就将我哋同耶稣基督嘅联合一样。
He unites you to Jesus.
圣灵帮助我哋同耶稣基督嘅联合。
So Christ is really present.When we take Holy Communion.
So, 当我们领着圣餐的时候，耶稣基督同我们一起的，耶稣基督在我们心中里面存在。
He may not be there physically, but he's there spiritually.
耶稣基督不是说肉体上是存在，但是说在我们属灵上，在我们心里面当中存在。
And as Chad Van Dixhorn said, spiritual does not mean artificial.
另一个牧者又讲就话，属灵嘅唔系话讲到系好人造化。
I hope you see how important that is because he reassures you at that time of his love, his protection, his commitment to you。
就话耶稣基督嘅去俾我哋人嘅有一个嘅确定，有俾我哋嘅爱，有俾我哋嘅保护，埋俾我哋有一个嘅应许。
And as you partake.Those physical elements, the bread and the wine, they're physical signs of his spiritual presence.
So, 当我们实质上的去看这个饼，不是领这个饼，不是这个杯的时候，是让我们感受到他属灵的在我们内心里面的存在。
And as you see on slide 11, the Westminster Confession says the body and blood of Christ are as really, but spiritually present to the faith of believers in that ordinance as the elements themselves.Are to their outward senses.
所以新民子信条当中，我哋去读嘅时候，讲到就话耶稣基督嘅宝血同埋佢嘅身体，就当我哋领嘅圣餐嘅时候，就系着呢个嘅饼同埋呢个杯去代表。
But surely Christ is present with us. You might say by the Holy Spirit all the time. What's the big deal?
就讲耶稣基督去透过圣灵同我哋一齐同在。
Right, that's what he said. He promised, you know, when he ascended into heaven in Matthew 28:20, right?
在马太福音第28章20节讲到就话他是承诺过，话就话他会圣灵会降临到这个世界当中。
That's certainly true.
Yeah, 真实.
But as you see on the screen at that last paragraph, Christ, in his kindness, knowing how frail we really are, knowing how battered by life we can be, right? Beaten up by life. That's why he gives you the bread and the wine as physical signs that he's with you. He's with you. He's present.
但耶稣基督他的爱是多么伟大，他知道我们人是多么软弱，多么脆弱，所以他知道我们需要他给到我们，他知道就是他透过这个饼和这个杯去表明到他与爱永远的同在。
I don't know about you, but it's been a tough year. A real tough year.
就是在这一年当中是很困难。
Do you see how much you need this? How much, you know what life throws you? You know, some of you are suffering greatly.
打头就说在过去的一年或者今年当中，在这个问题的时间，我们很多人都是在痛苦当中去生活，我们很需要去明白当中这个意义。
Do you see how practical the theology is? You're united to Christ.
就说明当中说我们是同神有这个联合。
He will get you through this.
无论在有多困难的当中的时候，耶稣基督同我们一起去带我们带领去出来。And
he'll make you more like him.
更加让我们更加像他。
He will comfort you during the turmoil.
就算在困难的当中，主耶稣基督会去帮助我们。And
for this very reason, our Savior Christ has not only set forth these things plainly in his holy word, that you might hear with your ears, but also visibly, you might touch, that you might taste and see through the sacrament.
所以就说主耶稣基督不单止只是用他的话语去给我们能够耳朵去听到去明白，而是透过这个礼仪。 有水，俾我哋能够去感受到，俾我哋睇到呢个饼，而唔系呢个杯，俾我哋能够去明白，就系主耶稣基督系同我哋一齐。Right,
baptism through water, Lord's Supper, through nourishment, bread and wine.
就话透过呢个水嘅水呢个嘅手洗礼，透过呢个饼同埋呢个杯有一个圣餐，俾我哋明白主与我同在。
You know, baptism is like a wedding.
而洗礼就好似一个婚礼嘅当中。
You know, it's a covenant act. It's a relationship-making agreement. You commit publicly to love one another.
洗礼好似一个嘅婚礼当中系一个所讲嘅出嚟一个承诺。
Right, you're taking an oath. You're taking a vow before God and witnesses, right, that you are committed to one another.
就说在这个婚礼当中，你去宣誓，你去守这个承诺，对方怎么去互相的相爱。
That's why baptism is so important. The believer says publicly, I want to follow Jesus.
所以为什么说洗礼是这么重要？因为所相信的神的人，他们在公众上去讲出说，我愿意去追求耶稣。
He or she, the believer, is publicly saying, He is my Lord and Savior.
相信他的人在公众的前面，去承认就说耶稣基督神是我的主，我的救主。
And if you're a believing parent, you bring your children, your babies, to be baptized. Why? Because it's a commitment. You're saying to the Lord, I will raise this child up in the fear. In the fear and admonition of the Lord.
而喺呢个婴儿受礼当中，我哋作为父母嘅，我哋会系公众上去承认就话，同主讲就话，我愿意嘅去喺呢个家庭当中，喺呢个小朋友会喺呢个嘅家庭当中会系敬畏主嘅去承诺，去点样喂养佢。
I promise, Lord. I promise to proclaim the Christ to him or her.
啊，就会使当当众嘅去承诺，就话我会点样嘅去带领呢个小朋友一齐嘅去宣称主耶稣基督。
You know, a couple may love one another, and but as you very well know, as a fellow human being, feelings go up and down.
啊，两个人系相爱对方，但系好多时嘅可能对对方嘅感受会有所上上落落。
That's why marriage is so important. It's not just a piece of paper, a license, a legal license.
所以婚姻入边当中好重要，唔系话只系为住一张嘅婚姻日子。
Because in a wedding, in a marriage, two people bind themselves to one another in covenant commitment.
所以就话当一个婚礼嘅当中，仲有两个人点样嘅系联合喺个嘅盟约当中去进行。
You say for better or for worse.I'm committed to this person.
就话无论喺个嘅痛苦或者疾病嘅当中，两人嘅系承诺点样互相嘅相爱。
And so that covenant, that vow, that oath provides a solid foundation for marriage.
而所讲佢哋嘅宣誓当中嘅承诺，就系呢个喺个婚姻当中嘅嘅根基。
And God does the same with us.
而神嘅同一样同我哋咁做。
He has made a covenant with you.
神同我哋都有一个承诺，叫约。
Bound himself up with you.
佢个约就话佢会同我哋一齐。
And baptism, one of the sacraments, symbolizes that commitment.
而呢个受洗就系象征咗呢个嘅呢个盟约。
He's saying to you, as you undergo that act.That sacrament that he will not fail you in his love.
就话喺个盟约嘅当中，就代表咗佢神对我哋嘅爱系永不改变。
And so, if baptism is like a wedding, you know what communion is? It's like the embrace.
就话呢个嘅婚礼嘅当中，受洗嘅时候，就好似个婚礼嘅当中，就话点样我哋去互相嘅相爱。
Communion is a reaffirmation of covenant love.
而呢个圣餐就系对住呢个嘅永恒嘅爱嘅回应。
It's about Christ coming close to you to reassure you that He loves you.
就耶稣基督佢会话会亲近你，系会俾到我哋呢个嘅永恒嘅爱。
Or He comes before you, close to you to embrace you.
就话耶稣基督会嚟到你亲近你，去拥戴你，去拥护你。
You know those of you who are married, you know this very well. Suppose you had an argument, with your spouse.
就譬如话，再代表一对嘅夫妇，佢哋有一个嘅争拗。
And he or she has let you down in some horrible way.
咁就话两个夫妇有相拗嘅时候，太太好伤心。
And so, what does the couple want during that tough time?
咁喺个争拗当中，佢哋想点样呢
？They want reconciliation.
当然，佢哋想有一个嘅
They want
佢哋想有一个解决
a reassurance that you love them.
系希望嘅，大家互相嘅都能够去有呢个嘅解决，能够去代表咗佢哋真系互相嘅相爱。
And so words are important, you know, to say I love you. Words are important, but also is embrace.
就话大家互相嘅去讲解嘅字嘅字眼好紧要啊，互相讲就话对方系爱你。好重要，但系都好重要，就话点样嘅系实质上嘅点样去拥戴对方。
Because you know very well, as a fellow human being, words without touch, touch without words, can feel perfunctory.
就话只系单单讲说话，冇一个真正嘅拥爱戴，行为上嘅爱戴系冇用，或者一样就话行为上嘅爱戴，但系冇实际上嘅讲嘅说话，亦都系好敷衍。
As if your spouse is holding back on you, withholding.Your affection.
就我哋会如果系咁敷衍嘅时候，大家互相嘅有个问题。
Christ is not holding back on you. Christ is not withholding his affection for his bride, the church.
但耶稣基督冇去自己嘅保留，去保留佢自己，而反而嘅耶稣基督系完全嘅去俾出佢嘅爱，俾佢嘅子民，俾佢嘅教会。
He graciously reaffirms that through word and touch。
耶稣基督佢系好谦卑嘅，佢能够去即系俾到佢自己，俾我哋有佢俾我哋嘅话语，俾我哋有真正嘅拥戴。
It doesn't really matter what culture you're from, you know, from a traditional culture or a non-traditional culture.
无论是哪一种文化当中，
you know, as a fellow human being, touch is for your health.
我们知道就是一个人的接触，身体上的接触是很重要。
Right? Your pediatrician, if you're a parent, tells you that you must hold and caress your little baby. It's for their health.
就算好似个 B B 嘅当中，一个嘅婴儿嘅医生儿科会同你讲就话，你要好小心嘅去抱住一个 B B， 去带领一个 B B。
They need affirmation that you love them。
就话当你抱住佢嘅时候，就能够去俾到佢睇到你俾佢嘅 B B 嘅爱。
Yes, you have to provide the formula. You have to use your hard-earned money that you've worked for.To provide for that little baby the necessities of life. Yes, absolutely.
就话系，无论系实际上嘅，系你需要嘅去赚钱，你需要嘅去做工，好落力嘅去喂养呢个 B B.
But you also need to hold that child close to you to reaffirm your love for them.
但系都好重要嘅，除咗系只系实际上嘅讲嘅说话，但系需要真系去抱住一个 B B。有一个俾 B B 感到有亲身嘅感受
，and so don't provoke the Lord's jealousy。
所以就话唔好俾到有神嘅呢个嘅嫉妒。
Wouldn't it be obscene or crazy if you're at that candlelight dinner with your spouse, and then all of a sudden the spouse gets up and leaves and goes, says, "I gotta go to my lover."
所以会唔会话好好荒唐嘅咁讲就话，若然你一个中国嘅晚餐，太太同个丈夫有一个好丰富嘅晚餐，而食完之后咧，个丈夫就走去搵另一个女人。
That would be insane. That would be crazy.
吓，呢样嘢系好荒唐，好离谱。
But Paul is saying this is what happens when you sin, when you choose to sin against the Lord.
但系呢个保罗就讲就话。若然我哋喺犯罪嘅时候，就系好似咁样啦。
And Paul warns you and says, "Don't be surprised that Jesus be jealous."
所以就保罗就咁话，你唔好去奇怪耶稣基督会有一个嫉妒。
Because he uses that analogy through 1 Corinthians in chapter 6, you're united to Christ like a union, like marriage.
就话讲到就话，我哋作为基督徒嘅同神系好似有一个婚姻嘅关系，我哋同佢有神有联合。
I have this as on the last slide 12, a quote from 18th century Scottish minister John Willison. He says this, "The great God approaches very near to us, and we to him. And yet, it is to be deeply regretted that many who profess to believe this to come to it, that is the Lord's table, with so little thought,and preparation, and with so much indifference and carelessness of spirit.
就讲呢个十八世纪有一个嘅神学家都讲到就系话，我哋神系几咁伟大，佢同佢点样去亲近我哋，去爱我哋，但系我哋反而嘅就系好好轻率嘅，去冇点样去准备，冇去点样去了解究竟神俾我哋嘅爱。
So as we go to the Lord's table, remember.This is a sign of his love for you.
所以就讲就话保罗佢提醒我哋就话，当我领受圣餐嘅时候，系代表咗神俾我哋嘅爱。
This is his embrace to you.
就话呢个就系耶稣基督系点样去拥戴我哋，俾完到佢哋俾我哋睇。
And Jesus himself is giving you the bread. Jesus himself is giving you the wine.
就是主耶稣基督他自己去给到我们，他亲身给到我们他的这个饼和这个血。
Because it's Jesus who's the host. He's not on the table, like the Catholics say. He's at the table. He's the host.
就是主耶稣基督就是他就是这个的圣餐的这个的主席，不是好像天主教当中我们所说就是说那个饼那个杯才是最重要，但其实是 这个饼的杯背后的耶稣基督才是最重要。
You, the believer, to come and sup with him as an act of friendship and a sign of love.
所以我们作为基督徒的，我们需要来到这个面前，我们去领这个饼这个杯，去表明到，就是主耶稣基督和我们的关系，他给我们的爱。
So come to the Lord's table today to taste and see that the Lord is good.
所以我们希望大家能够一起来到主的圣餐里面当中，去看到，去感受到，去尝到神的爱。
Father, we pray for your blessing now as we come to the Lord's table.
主要是感谢你让我们能够来到你的圣桌前面。
And we view it as a holy embrace of your love for us.
让我们感受到你给我们的爱的拥戴。
Lord, we need that now because of the situation we're in through this pandemic and all the other social problems that we see and face.
我们看到这个世界上很多的问题，我们生命当中很多的当中的怀疑的问题，我们需要你给我们的爱 的拥戴。
All the ill health, all the turmoil that we see in the world.
就给我们看到这个世界上的当中很多的问题。
We need, Father, we need you, Jesus, to show us your embrace.Your love today.
我需要就话喺个当中边睇到主嚟俾我哋嘅爱。
Grant us that as we come to the table.
让我哋喺个领日圣餐前面。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
咁祈祷奉主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。